This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. We are very excited when we have children. And the girl child, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, if you have one, two, or three girls and you look after them, you give them a good upbringing, you get them married to good people, Allah will grant you paradise in return for taking care of those girls. Amazing. The same is not said about boys. One might ask, today we're speaking about save your daughter. Why don't we say save your son? Well, there's a simple reason. What I'm about to speak about happens more to the girls than to the boys. So after marriage, your daughter then is abused, is harassed, is tormented, she is punished for no reason, she is penalized, her life is made hell, she is disrespected, and she is suicidal, on the brink of taking her own life simply because nobody is helping her. The husband does not speak to her with respect, does not communicate with her. The in-laws are being so difficult. The in-laws are not understanding. They disrespect. They are expecting too much from her. They have kept her in such a way that she's become unhealthy. She cannot eat. She cannot drink. She cannot sleep. And she is consumed by her thoughts. She's struggling with her mental health. And yet you are not helping her. What type of paradise would we like as parents if we don't stand up for our daughters? I'm not saying that they're always right. But if you get to a point where your daughter's mental health is being affected, or she's being tortured by her in-laws or by her husband, and she's finding it unbearable. Yes, I do know we are taught primarily to look at the matter and try and solve it and resolve it. When it gets to a certain point, there is no harm in seeking divorce and in helping our child, not making her feel bad. She won't be the first person going through a divorce, and she will never be the last one either. So we need to know there comes a certain point when you have to defend your own child. Remember, who does that innocent child have? I normally tell the men or the in-laws who scream and yell at someone else's daughter, do you know what you're doing? This person has a brain that is sacred. This person has a life that is sacred. This person has lineage that is sacred. Subhanallah, these are given by Allah. You're standing right next to them, screaming at them, yelling at them. Do you not have fear of Allah? Are you swearing at them? Subhanallah, do you not realize the brain, you're going to damage it and Allah will pay you back for that? Do you not realize you have to stand in front of the court of Allah? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah grant us safety. May we be from among those who can honor our daughters-in-law, who can honor our wives, who can honor the women in a way that we respect the fact that they should be given the dignity that they deserve. So my brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that everyone out there who is a female is always innocent and always right. Sometimes, and it would be, they too would have difficulty, hardship. They might be going through a problem themselves. They might be wrong. They might be sometimes the root of the problem. It could be. But that should never ever result in us disrespecting her, in us causing mental damage and trauma for her. Sometimes because a person comes from a home that may be far away, you find some of their folks or the in-laws take advantage of that and abuse this poor child, not realizing that Allah will get you. Allah will get you. My beloved parents, if you know of your daughter struggling, it is your duty to stand up for your child. Firstly, to listen to both sides of the story. Secondly, to try and resolve the matter and make amends. And inshallah, Allah says, if they all would like to see the matter resolved, it will be resolved. إِن يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If they truly would like to make amends, Allah will grant them the acceptance to achieve that. So then if still the child is completely traumatized by the experience they've had in this marital home, it is your duty to take the child away, to give her that honor and the dignity of returning to the parents' home. And inshallah, it is not the end of the world. I've spoken in the past about the stigma attached to those who are divorced, those who are widows. Wallahi, look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He married those who were previously married. And subhanallah, many times they are innocent people who've just been through difficulty and hardship. Sometimes both parties were actually good, but they simply were different people with different likes and dislikes. They did not get along. So the issue that I wanted to address today is the issue of torture, the issue of mental torture, emotional, psychological abuse, the issue of verbal abuse, physical abuse within marriage. If your daughter comes to you for help, help her. It is your duty unto Allah to assist her. We will not allow daughters to be trampled upon like they did in the pre-Islamic period of ignorance, where they even buried them alive out of shame. Astaghfirullah. May Allah forgive us and may Allah grant us guidance. We will stand up for them and honor them, and we will ensure that they live with dignity and respect. Yes, marriage is a great sacrifice. Many in-laws are brilliant people, lovely people, but there are some out there who sometimes happen to abuse the daughters-in-law in such a bad way. And I do know that there are cases vice versa, where some of the daughters-in-law come into the home and they happen to abuse their mother-in-laws. They happen to abuse their in-laws, and they have this preconceived idea of the in-laws already being evil, which is something we also need to deal with at some stage. But in the meantime, I want to tell you, my beloved brothers and sisters, I would fight for my own sisters or daughters. If I knew that the person I gave my daughter to was abusing my own child in such a way that this child is now struggling with mental, psychological issues, I would actually go to war for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And may Allah grant us the ability to honor the daughters of others whom we have taken as our own wives. And this is why, if you love your spouse, mashallah, you will honor them and grant them the dignity. And if for some reason you've really fallen out of love, or you don't like them, or you don't want that marriage anymore, with dignity, with respect, fulfilling all the rights, you would divorce them and send them home in such a way that the people would learn how divorce is to be done. In ahabbaha akramaha wa in abghadaha lam yadhlimha, a statement that has been said to be taught by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, where he says, get your daughters married to those who are conscious of Allah. You know, people today look at money, they look at standing in society and so on. They forget to look at the consciousness of Allah. Here is Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu telling us, get your daughters married to those who are conscious of Allah. If they love them, they will honor them. And if they don't, they will not oppress them. They will not wrong them. They will not torture them. They will not harm them. They will send them back home with dignity and with respect. Don't be upset if your daughter returns home with dignity and she's still okay. She's, for example, mentally, she's fine. We will support her as a family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ease. But when a person has tortured the child, when a person has abused them, when a person has treated them unfairly, unjustly, when a person has treated them as an unpaid maid or a slave girl, that is what we're talking about. It needs to stop. And this is where we need to come in to defend our daughters. Those of you who have daughters-in-law, I ask you to honor them, to give them dignity, and to ensure that you don't burden them with that which they're not used to doing, or they would slowly get used to doing. Remember, the chores of the home belong to everyone. They need to be distributed among all. If you have someone who is coming to fulfill these, appreciate them in a big way. Make life easy for them. Don't be too fussy and too hard. Remember, each one has had a different upbringing. Similarly, for those daughters-in-law out there, honor your in-laws. The parents of your husband are supposed to be very, very much honored by you, and give them that respect that they deserve. And don't come in with a preconceived notion that these are bad and evil simply because they're in-laws. The majority of in-laws are actually good people. Similarly, I would discourage In most countries, in most situations, in most communities, I would discourage a very extended family where everyone lives together in a way that we cannot fulfill the rights of one another correctly. Rather, we are trampling on the toes of others. In that particular case, remember something. A person is owed their separate quarters. So when you're married, you're owed that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy from the very beginning, alhamdulillah. If not, then inshallah, within a few years, it's not a bad thing to shift away in order to maintain the peace, the harmony, the love. I found most homes where the children live separately after marriage, those have much more love than the ones who live right under the noses of all their in-laws and everyone is bashing into each other's faces on a daily basis. If that's the case in many situations, you find people are not so happy. My brothers and sisters, I would stand up for my daughter. Would you? أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.